had to put his old buddy on there. Here's Elvis.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Yeah, here comes Santa Claus here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Elvis, you can't have the Beatles without Elvis, so I figured why not put in Elvis right before the Beatles. I'm playing all your Beatles Christmas fan club messages from 1963 to 1969. I already spoke a little bit about it, but basically if you were in the Beatles fan club, they would send you a little flexi disc, and they'd send you some pins, and they'd send you like a little Ringo on a pin, or, you know, like a Paul McCartney button, you know, maybe a pencil, things like that, things of that nature. But at Christmas time, they actually sent you a record, which was cool. So they had a little flexi disc, and a flexi disc was very thin, thinly produced record that, you know, they could send out in the mail, and it was cheaper to mail before they had media mail and things like that. Plus, it wouldn't break as easily. So they would do something called a flexi disc. And they just reproduced these, actually. The Beatles, Apple Records, which, of course, it's still in business and producing all the Beatles stuff. So Yoko Ono can be rich, as well as the remaining two Beatles and George Harrison's wife, I believe it's Olivia Harrison. So anyway, the Apple Records produced a 7-disc set of all the Beatles' messages a few years ago in a box set, but it was like $200. And I'm like, yeah, I heard all of them, and it's kind of neat to hear the crackles and things like that of the ones that I have already. So instead of picking that up, I figured, you know, I'll just play the ones that I had before. But a couple of these are a little cleaner versions of it without as many pops and hisses. But this is what you would hear if you were a big Beatles fan in 1963. All of a sudden, you got this in your mail and you freaked out and you put it right on, invited all your friends over and listened to the Beatles just to see what they had to say here in 1963. It's the Beatles' first Christmas record here on Time Travel. WMFO in Medford.
Cooking Wenceslas last rode out on the feast of Stephen. As the slow lay round about, deep and crisp and crispy, proudly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, We hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, caught a blimey's heather no. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year, and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and apostles. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June.
Ow!
Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we're trying to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like Peppermint Creams and Chocolate Drops and Donny Mitchell's and all those sort of things, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that
love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running out of my time and people are telling me to stop.
Stop shouting those animals.
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbund eben. Ja, den Christbund either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Dankeschön. Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people merry, happy. Go on for Christmas. Christmas.
Merry Happy New Year, and folks, Happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Where good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Oh. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get up, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a long time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gather winter cruel.
$2 in a grain day, had a very shiny nose, when everybody told him,
the red nose negro, had a very shiny nose. Merry Christmas, everybody!
There you go. That's 1963, very first Beatles Christmas record here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. It's kind of fun. It's kind of funny, though, because they just kind of like substitute words and stuff, which is kind of interesting because nowadays, like Chevy Chase did that in like the 70s. He just would like make up some words or like mutter something and people would laugh at it. And, you know, that kind of comes and goes. And I think it's kind of like that again. It's like all of a sudden, like nonsense words are funny, like Adam Sandler. I mean, he made a career out of, made $1 billion. But it's kind of interesting hearing John and Ringo and George and Paul in their early 20s there, I believe, in 1963. And they're just getting famous. So it sounds like they're all actually enjoying each other and having fun, which is kind of cool. And as you hear these, it's interesting because you get to, if you know the Beatles, you know, you go through the catalog. So you have Please Please Me, Come Out, and the introduction of the Beatles to the U.S. and Ed Sullivan. And then, you know, later on when you start to get into Sgt. Pepper and Magical Mystery Tour and the Abbey Road years, you start to hear them almost kind of phoning it in a little bit. Like you have John and Yoko on their own and George doing a separate Christmas message and from Ringo and Paul. It's kind of interesting as these kind of progress over the years. The Beatles were only together for a short time producing the records. However, you have to remember they were with one another playing live for years and years, you know, before they actually hit and went big. So there's that practice session that you got to do with your bandmates before you hit it big. So they were together a lot longer. And by the time the Beatles got into the 70s and started having their separate lives and started to fall apart, they were already kind of getting sick of one another and needed the break. But it would have been nice to see those guys get back together. It would have been great to see that before John passed away. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. My name's Chris Earle. I am here with you until 7 p.m. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is my Christmas show of time travel, and we jump around on time travel from year to year. I started the first hour in the 40s, and then last hour I did The Killers from 2006 to 2016. So we're back in the 60s now with all the Beatles Christmas records. So this one is from 1964 called Another Beatles Christmas Record. It went out to the official Beatles fan club, and everybody sat around and listened to the Fab Four with their Christmas message from 1964. Here it is.
Hello everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh,
it?
Those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see, that's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No, it's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles, one way and another, but it's been a great year too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February.
This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we big laugh. Yeah,
been
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Expect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Dig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh my goodness. That's the one from 1964. How obnoxious is John Lennon on that one? Oh my God. He's just like screaming and mocking what's the copy that he's reading. And apparently the first two were penned. So they actually had to read their messages, which is none more apparent in the 1964 Christmas record, another Beatles Christmas record. So that was the second one that went out to their fan club. And the first one, of course, was scripted, but it sounded a little more genuine. And you can hear them getting a little cockier because they had John Lennon had books coming out. They had Hard Day's Night came out in the movie. So at this point, they're starting to get pretty famous. And starts to go up to the head. Only Ringo kind of comes off pretty good in that one. He seems pretty sincere and pretty level-headed. But the rest of them act like they're a bunch of 13-year-old boys running around, especially John Lennon there. But let's see what happens in 1965, shall we? It is the Beatles' third Christmas record here on Time Travel with Chris Earle Christmas Show.
My trouble seems so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah, thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because you miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
All for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas present and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I said you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yeah.
And like last year.
Hey, we've come back all right.
Aye. We've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
We'd like to thank you.
Thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to your listeners, where in you can do. We belong to everybody, don't you nick your new. Oh, we to the Jack McGregor pan his bunny ho. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some. Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some.
Well, for the sake of old Lang Syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year,
he was here.
We was here, around the same old mic, down in the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song, but a different meaning.
Copyright, Johnny.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright?
How about we'll get the lilacs and an old brown shoe?
Yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in B-E-A-O-R-E.
Yeah, all right.
Why don't we play for them? Because we got some fans in the forces. You
know? Here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here. It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but some, you know, we had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this program, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
Be a queen. Be a never brought to him. China down in Vietnam and China islands too. And look at all those rivers, bodies,
Jordan,
China
floating in the river Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this year.
Well, that should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody,
and we haven't done what we could have done. We've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
Which goes something like this.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, it brings good cheer because we've got the Christmas.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though the hit is day.
Oh, bless you all on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
This year has turned out to be a big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years since we can remember.
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years. Take bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2459783.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of us here, one of which a lot of you there, and the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. And don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them, it's an all-white policy in this group.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far. It looks as though the heat to stay. Bless you all on Christmas Day.
But once a year.
Aye, and when it comes, it brings good cheer. So don't
Christmas Day.
I'm the bad for my Christmas Day.
And I faded there, Charlie.
Thanks, okay, put the red light off.
And this is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to yous all and God bless yous.
All right, well, that's got it done then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad?
Hey, Basher.
And they're still the same.
Turned it off, Basher.
That's fun. That's from 1965. That's the Beatles' third Christmas record. What's interesting is it was recorded in November of 1965, November 8th, at Studio 2, Abbey Road. And parts of that were written, but it's a little more off the cuff, as you notice in that. It's kind of fun. They're singing a cappella, off-key version of Yesterday. And they also have a little bit of the same old song, the Four Tops, in there. And there's a little impression of Eve of Destruction, which was a Barry Maguire song that came out around the time. It's kind of interesting. And a little poem in there, Christmas Comes But Once a Year. What's interesting to note about the Beatles fan club that year is the U.S. fans did not receive that Christmas flexi disc in 1965 because although it was recorded November 8th, it was issued on December 17th, 1965 in England only. Instead, the U.S. fans got a black and white postcard with a photo of the Fab Four with a message that said season's greetings from Paul, Ringo, George, and John, which is kind of a bummer. But they explained it in the fan club in April 1966 and said, well, we got the tape too late to prepare the record in time for Christmas. Which is okay because kind of a bummer if you're a Beatles fan in the U.S. But the next one in 1966, Revolver came out. And this album was recorded in between sessions for Christmas record for 1966 was recorded in between sessions of Strawberry Fields Forever. And the usual greetings and thanks give way to a bunch of sketches or pantomime. There's a collection of original songs and little skits in here, including probably one of my favorites, Everywhere It's Christmas. And they have a bunch of other little things in here. Paul McCartney is banging on the piano throughout the thing. And there's a bunch of little sketches that they do, which is kind of fun. So the U.S. fan club members did not get a flexi disc again in 1966. They got a postcard with a message on one side and a short version of a Beatle bulletin on the other with enough room for mailing label and postage. But this is probably one of my favorites. It came out in December 16th, 1966, the British fans were getting this one in the mail. It's called Pantomime, Everywhere It's Christmas, the Beatles Fan Club 1966 record. Here it is.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do.
So many years ago, it seems. Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beatle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year. Too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we big laugh. Yeah,
Bean
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book. and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. 1 minute we're in England, next we're away. Suspect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand. So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great. Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a happy new year.
Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
Time as this, in the captain's mess on board HMS Tremendous, a toast is being proposed.
To Her Majesty!
To Her Majesty!
Podgy the Bear and Jasper were huddled around the unlit fire in the center of the room.
There are no more matches left, Podgy,
said Jasper.
Then buy some, Jasper, old friend,
said Podgy.
Make a list, and afterwards we'll go to the shop and buy matches and candles and buns.
There's no more paper to write on, Podgy.
No need to worry, Jasper. You keep saying to yourself matches, and I'll keep saying candles until we reach the shop. Then we won't need to write it down. We'll remember.
We'll remember the buns, Podgy.
We both will, Jasper. Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
In the long, dark corridors of Felpin Mansions, a door slams. And the shadowy figure of Count Balder appears. The Count is the eccentric son of Baron Landsberg, the inventor of the rack. He speaks.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Welcome to Felpin Mansions. Butler will show you to your rooms. Butler!
Yes, sir?
Show the ladies and gentlemen to their rooms.
Yes, sir. Come this way, please. Come in.
May I come in?
Come in, Count.
May I?
Oh, yes, come in.
Ah, thank you. I was wondering if you knew any of the songs from the good old days.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, don't you worry on that score.
I hear the Baron likes,
I hear the Baron likes the good old tunes.
Yes, I do.
So do I, Count.
So do I.
Well, they're all melody, aren't they? No, don't you worry, I'll play him this one. He liked this one. Is it? Listen to this one.
Please don't bring your banjo back. I know where it's been. I wasn't hardly gone a day when it became the scene. Banjos, banjos, all the time. I can't forget that tune. And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon.
And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon. And if I ever see
Yes, everywhere it's Christmas.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's on. London,
Paris, oh, and New York,
and Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the char.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
I said that.
Everywhere is Christmas.
That's a fun one from 1966. That is Pantomime, Everywhere It's Christmas. I really like that Everywhere It's Christmas song that they wrap around there. And they're doing a couple of weird things there, the Beatles. They're together, and instead of just sending that Merry Christmas to the fans, they actually sent them this little, like, pantomime, a play, like a little play. And The Goon Show was popular at the time, which was a comedy show with Peter Sellers. And I believe Peter Cook was also in that as well. And they would do little sketches and stuff. And like I said, they enjoyed like nonsense words and nonsense pieces. It's kind of interesting how they threw that one together there. So there's going to be a holiday message here from Paul McCartney. A little PSA from Paul McCartney. And then I will give you Beatles Christmas fan club message from 1967, which is a great one as well. Thanks for listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you all day till 7 p.m. on this Christmas Day 2019. Hello to Connor, who is there with my brother Eric and Carolyn and his brothers. Merry Christmas out there in upstate New York. I believe it's upstate New York. And also, again, hello to the Joyces in Limerick, in Ireland. So their Christmas Day is winding down a little bit. It's about 9 o'clock there, I think. It's about 8:38 or 9:38 there in Limerick, where they are. And also out in California, again, hello to my friend Jason. Thanks to Jason for calling in out there in California, who is getting down to probably a little Christmas lunch at this point, 11:38 there. You know, so it's nice to have this radio station, and even though it broadcasts just a little bit and, you know, 10 to 12 miles in the area here in Medford and Boston, you know, it's great to be online and be able to go around the world and actually have this message around the world and really be connected. You know, it's pretty cool to be connected like we are now. And I think years ago, You know, you'd have to send a Christmas card, and that's how you would get in touch with people. Let them know what was going on in your life. You'd send them a picture, you know. I got a Christmas card from somebody. I didn't even know who it was. I was just getting this picture of this, like, little black kid for years, and I'm like, who is this kid? And then all of a sudden, oh, my friend got married to a girl, and they had a little black kid, and, you know, he was white. And I'm like, why am I getting this little picture? It wasn't a racist thing. Don't think that. It's 2019. I know you go there. I was just getting this little picture of this black kid, and I didn't know who he was. And it just said, like, love you, Eddie. I'm like, who's Eddie? And they just, you don't just sign the kid's name when I've never met the kid, you know? I don't know. I know you. I don't know the kids. It's nice to see your kids. I'm like, all right, it kind of looks like you. But this guy was like the stepfather of this kid. So how the hell was I supposed to know? I felt like an ass. And then I'm like, well, wait a second. Why should I know? And then I told him about it. I'm like, yeah, I got your Christmas card the last 5 years. I didn't know who the hell it was. And I don't want to say his name because it was embarrassing. It was Frank. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. Here is Paul McCartney telling you not to drive drunk, as far as I know. Is that what he's doing? Yeah. Don't drive drunk, from Paul McCartney. Here you go.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Beep, beep, and beep, beep, yeah. Next Beatles song is coming up, and next Beatles message is coming up after this little message. We'll take a little break here and have a little laugh. It's from Saturday Night Live. That's what's coming up. And then I'll bring you back to the Beatles. Mostly because Beatles' Christmas message from 1967 is very difficult to find, and I have to go and find it for you once again because the link that I have has been taken down. So right now it is a little Saturday Night Live and then back to the Beatles. But you will enjoy this. I guarantee you will enjoy this.
Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio. Now, Terry, it's Christmas season again, our favorite time of year.
That's right, Margaret Jo. Holiday time is when the most wonderful culinary wishes can come true. Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Margaret Jo?
Well, Terry, I really got greedy this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, some oversized index cards, and a funnel.
Ooh, a funnel. That'll be great for funneling.
I know. I feel like a glutton. What's on your list, Terry?
Well, I'm only asking Santa for one thing, a big box of glue traps to help me deal with my excessive rat problem. Now, tell me, are you, Margaret Jo, going to leave any treats out for Santa this year?
Oh, absolutely. I always do. I like to leave Santa some tap water and rice. If Santa's anything like me, Christmas foods really wreak havoc on the old digestive system. What are you going to leave, Terry?
I can't ever leave food out in my apartment because I have an excessive rat problem.
It's neat. Santa's fun.
Santa's he is fun. Fun. Neat.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fun. Like good Christmas. Times.
Good times.
It's neat. Well, Christmas is a time for traditional foods and bite-sized treats, and we have a very special guest today.
That's right, Terry. He's the owner of his own holiday bakery with a very, very clever name. Seasons Eatings.
That's really funny.
I know, it rhymes with Seasons Greetings.
Please welcome the owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwede.
Hi, Pete. Welcome. How are
welcome,
you?
Welcome, Pete.
We like the name of your store.
Oh. Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwede.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats at this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those guys.
It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah. Whip them out.
Whip them, baby. Wow. You have some beautiful balls.
They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball.
Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
Do whatever you want to them, ladies. My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete. I have to say, your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret sweaty family recipe. No one can resist my sweaty balls.
That's it, makes page 444.
Time.
There it is. It's the Beatles with Christmas Time Is Here Again from 1967. There's actually some other stuff there on the fan club message. Unfortunately, the link that I got is broken, so we are going to take that for what it is, and I will play the 1967 fan club message another time here on Time Travel in the Future. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Searle. We got about 8 more minutes in the hour, and I wanted to play all of the fan club messages by the Beatles. We had 1963 to 1966, and then that was a good piece of the 1967 fan club Christmas record. Let me see if I have this link to the 1968 one. I'm sure I have the 1969 one lined up here for you, but let me just make sure I got the 8th one here for you and ready to go. I believe we're okay. Yeah, here we go. 1968, the Beatles' 6th Christmas record. And what's interesting about this is they do not record together anymore. They're all sending separate messages in 1968 and 1969. Here we go.
Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968. Going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload hip throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again. Another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. Ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity all the way from America to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would surely like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children everywhere.
At the third stroke, it will be
Ringo Starr.
Hi, girl. Good evening.
Hello, me dear. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I am, certainly am.
I would have thought so myself.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's insane.
Occasionally?
Yes, me too. Twice a week sometimes.
14 and 6.
19 and 5, Saveney, if you don't mind.
Yes,
sir. Don't you say yes to me. I'm telling you.
It's a private line, you know.
Private line? I've been on this line for 2 years.
Well, it's my proud pleasure tonight to introduce one of the most versatile performers in our career, and he's come all the way from Stokely Carmichael's on sea. And I hope you're going to like him. Let's give him a big hand.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
Once upon a pool table, there lived a short-haired butcher's boy by the way of Ostergrad. It comes in sentence, cesspool, Alwick Airport. Her father was, in a long story cut short, in the middle of his life sentence. We're indebted to the colloquial office for its immediate disposal, Aronowitz. Including, I might add, hoc vitellova tutem. On the other hand, bag, I mean to say, l'amore nous sommes toujours realistically speaking, for this film is about an hourglass houseboat. The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil. The sound of a manservant tile defectively lasting barred up in a lovely Gary Dale time. How close can you get his begging every underly council originally a bird bath feeling
caught?
We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Tiny Tim. I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful, and what a thrill it is talking here in Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, and a Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Would you like to sing us a little song?
Oh, I love to, Mr. Harrison. Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time. And I did this in Albert Hall, and what a thrill it was to do this then and now. Exactly, I did it then. Here!